Good morning. Good morning. How are you? How you doing on this fine but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today because today is a day that the Lord hath made. He's made today, and if you're healthy, be thankful. I think we forget about that a lot. Be thankful that you have time with your family. Be thankful if you have little ones. They're not going to be little forever. Be thankful if your family, your parents are still around, your brothers, sisters, spouses, friends. It's a beautiful day today. And sometimes I know I forget that. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard with all the stuff that comes around. Just remember, I mean, we have a big God. There's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. So when you're sitting down today and you're eating, enjoy it. Be blessed about the things that you have. God's given them to you. I was reading this morning, and I don't really know where this came from, but if you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and against blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness of the heavenlies." We don't wrestle against man. We wrestle against spiritual. That is the adversary. Spiritual. Life is spiritual. And that's why when you walk in that light, when you walk in the spirit, when you walk with the trueness, the realness of life, you can withstand all the wiles of the devil. And I think sometimes we forget that because, you know, you think, like, I woke up today, I have no idea what I'm feeling. I'm kind of stressed about something. I don't really know what it is. Yesterday, we had all this money come in. Weird. So I'm freaking out for 2-3 days, and then it comes in, and then I freak out about, you know, where are we? Well, that's fine right now, but what about next week? But we wrestle against spiritual wickedness. And you got to remember that. Now, that's where I wanted to start. If you jump over to verse 62, I wanted to go over a proverb of victory. I just love this proverb or this psalm. "Truly, my soul waiteth upon God, for from him cometh my safety and my preservation." Do you believe that in your life? Do you believe that God will come through for you? He only, or truly, is he my rock and my salvation. And rock is a symbol of firmness. He is firm. He's here forever. "From him cometh my salvation. Truly he is my rock and my safety and my preservation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved." Stand on God. He is your defense. He is your rock. If you jump down to verse 5, "My soul, wait thou in silence upon God, for my expectation is from him." And I love this too. It's the state of expecting. Wait thou in silence. Don't let your mind reel. Wait in silence. Pray and wait in silence and watch God provide. "My soul, wait thou in silence upon God, for my expectation is from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." I shall not be moved. We have the liberty. You stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And it's just about as much about your walk as it is about your thoughts. Stand in the liberty. God does not want you to live in a state of fear. God does not want you to live in a state of anxiety and stress. Stand in the liberty. Christ died that you can live a spiritual life. Shod with all the armor of God, faith, love. I mean, there's so many things. Take the word of the spirit, or the word, I think it's like the word of truth or whatever. You have all things right now. You don't need to live in fear. It's actually outrageous when you think about it. He is the God who created this place. Verse 7, "In God is my salvation, my safety, my preservation, and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." Do you feel sheltered in God? Do you have that much faith in your life? Can you write this psalm? Can you sing praises to God? Do you have belief? Can you stand on it? Verse 8, "Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him." It doesn't say shut your heart up. It doesn't say go through life alone. It doesn't say be afraid to pray to God. It says shed, give them, pour out your heart. We are to declare our prayers to God. That is not a fearful thing. That is a standing thing. That is a proud thing that you can give it to God knowing he's going to take care of it. If you jump down to verse 11, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power and strength belongeth to God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth grace, mercy, or that active compassion. Your God is actively compassionate. That's what he says about himself. He is not a God of vengeance towards you. He is not a God of judgment towards you. He let Jesus Christ, he sent Jesus Christ down for us to live in freedom, to not judge ourselves, to not be judged. I want to finish up with this. If you go to Psalms 86, verse 15, it says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. This is what he says about himself. He's full of compassion. He's gracious. He's long-suffering and plenteous in active compassion or mercy and truth. He has an overall and overwhelming abundance of compassion towards you. You don't have to live this life in fear. Stand, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ died. You have it now. People didn't have this stuff. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it's going to come to pass. When you pray to God. You don't pray to Jesus Christ. It's not going anywhere. You pray to God. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for everything that's going on. I thank you for the renewal of just the word. And I thank you for those people that teach how thankful I am to have that and to kind of see the word in a new light. I'm just very, very grateful. I pray for each and every one of your believers today. I pray for our country again. I just thank you that your will is done with all that. And I thank you for just your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them, that you show them your love. And I thank you for a great day today. I just pray for your protection, driving, and doing everything. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.